Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 15th of July, since we have this ministry. In his second letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul described the nature of his ministry as a messenger in the right hand of Christ. He said, "Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." This statement is a helpful summary of Paul's testimony as a messenger who had been sent by the Holy Spirit to establish lampstand churches. It must become the testimony of every messenger in the right hand of Christ and every believing household that belongs to a lampstand church. When the Apostle Paul declared, "Since we have this ministry," he was referring to the ministry of the Spirit that he had previously described in the first three chapters of his letter. In the third chapter of his letter, Paul specifically contrasted the ministry of the Law Covenant with the ministry of the New Covenant. He described the Law Covenant as the ministry of the letter which had been written upon tablets of stone. Notably, the ministry of the Law Covenant did have a degree of glory, even though it was a temporary glory. For those who kept the law, it resulted in the Lord's blessing upon their life, their family, and the work of their hands. The Lord's blessing included physical healing, emotional well-being, and material prosperity. In this regard, the Law Covenant was glorious. However, it was only a temporary glory because its blessing was confined to this lifetime. It did not have the capacity to circumcise and regenerate the heart of man, and nor did it have the capacity to give eternal life. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2 and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.